Hello and welcome back to the Backstage Podcast Season 1, Episode possibly 19. I think we're edging close to 20. I'm kind of hoping we'll get 25 by the end of the year. I'm not sure whether the math works out, but I think it does. Anyway, my name is Oscar. I am one of your co-hosts and I'm joined as ever by the wonderful Anya. Anya, hello.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
Shalom. Shalom.
Jackie, how are you?
We're all good. I mean, the listeners will be complaining because Anya forgot her microphone today.
Sorry, it's back to the start.
So yeah, this is for the old schoolers, the ones that have been here from the beginning, the OGs. That's what I was trying to look for. Yeah. This is what Anya used to sound like until she got a microphone. But look, sometimes we like to switch things up. We keep things fun and fresh around here.
Keep you on your toes.
And if you're watching this via Spotify, me and Anya have taken very different approaches to how we're dressed today. Anya is in a nice blazer. She's got her makeup and sort of hair already. And I'm in a North Face wind jacket. So
you look like you're about to go out.
I've just come back from M&S in my North Face jacket.
There it is. There's the middle class one we all know and love.
I've got to make sure I felt very funny walking. I'm in grey trackies. I had white trainers on and I had my North Face jacket and I was going around M&S picking up some bits and bobs for a certain listener of ours. We go. Anyway, I feel like we haven't done a catch-up episode in a couple of weeks, so no. I thought we should schedule one in, see what's going on. Halloween, were you up and out getting spooky?
No, of course not. I don't even remember what I did that weekend, but no, didn't go out this year. Kind of, I'm going to do it next year. But I've had FOMO. I want to stress up and go out. I feel like we went out, but it wasn't... I went out on Halloween, but it wasn't Halloween. I wasn't going out for Halloween. I was out anyway. And these two people were dressed as like different members of the Kardashians. It was so funny. The guy was dressed as Kris Jenner. And he literally had like a Birkin and the short hair and the glasses. And it was just iconic. He was walking around with a martini glass and like a cocktail shaker. And it was just really cool.
I love that. I like the dedication. I did.
Yeah, it was good.
I think we discussed a couple of weeks ago.
Your Remy and your Ratatouille.
Yes. So I did Mr. Potato Head on the first night on the Friday. I'll input a photo on Spotify now of me in my Mr. Potato costume. You can see, whoa, look at that. What's that side technically? You can see it's covered in blood. I was in the club and one of the guys there had himself covered in blood and he had like the fake blood bottle with him. And he was like, go on, mate, let me put blood on you. And I was like, oh, okay. I was going to send it back to Amazon, the costume, to get my money back after wearing it. And he covered it in blood and I was like, oh, fuck. The blood went all over my really nice Timberland t-shirt underneath. I thought it was protected. And then it was like the blood was all over my neck and everything. Got back in. I was close to tears. It's like one of my favorite t-shirts from Timberland. Not cheap. Not that I'm much of a sort of, I don't really wear like, what's the name of like when clothing's like really fancy? What's that called?
Designer.
That's it. Brain slow on a Monday.
Retired today.
Retired people. I don't really wear that many designer things. I guess, I don't know whether you count Timberland as designer or not, but I don't really own expensive t-shirts, is what I'm saying. And this, in comparison, is expensive. And I was so close to, like, tears. I was so annoyed. And then it came straight out in the wash.
There you go. Panic over.
I was like, whoa, washing is a great thing, people. You should try it out. If you haven't figured it out, washing helps. So that was fun. So you've seen that photo. And then, on the second night, me and the missus did Remy and Alfredo Linguini from Ratatouille.
Name's Alfredo Linguini.
Is the chef's name. His name is Alfredo Linguini.
What?
What do you mean, why?
Like, why do they name him after types of pasta?
That's like the whole point. Like, all the characters in the film are named after food.
Really?
Yeah. The film's called Ratatouille.
I suppose what else do you do? Your name is literally Alfredo Linguini.
Huh?
What else could you do for your life if your name is Alfredo Linguini, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I don't imagine the first draft of the script was him being like a postman or anything, was it?
Exactly.
So it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But you know, if you want to have a word with the Pixar or Disney producers, whoever you made that film, then feel free. I kind of hope they do a second one. I feel like it's one of those films they could bring back.
There's sequel potential, is there, to Ratatouille?
I think there's sequel potential.
Is there more to that storyline?
Yeah, you could call it Ratatouille.
Yes.
Like, with a T-W-O in the middle.
Your talents and creativity is wasted working on this.
It is. Me behind a desk is a shame, really.
It really is.
Once I put on this North Face jacket, there's a whole new side to me. It's just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Creativity, like, bursting out the seams.
I'm going to swap sides because there's people behind me.
Okay, all right. Anya's going to switch sides. Well, I'll tell you guys a bit more about my Halloween. Yeah, went out, went clubbing. Reminded me of how much I dislike clubbing. Like, I don't mind it now and then. But we did two nights back to back in the same place, which I was very happy to do because obviously I was visiting my other half, like, and all her uni friends. So, of course, I don't go clubbing when I'm back home. I'm going to go clubbing when I'm out there. Completely fine. It's just people got quite argy-bargy on the second night, sort of pushing people around. And it just made me get a bit fed up. And not really anyone's fault. Like, these things happened and there were a few, like, annoying girls that were, like, pushing into us and things. And I'm just like, what's the need, you know? It's a small space where we're going to bump into each other. You don't need to...
Lots of people, small space, loud music, just overstimulation for me.
Yeah. I don't mind the odd... Like, I'm going clubbing this Saturday, so the Saturday after you guys listen to this episode, for one of my friends' farewell sort of parties. Well, we might be going clubbing. And I'm happy to go clubbing because I'm going out with, like, some of my best friends. So that always makes it more enjoyable. Like, I can laugh things off easier.
Yeah.
And obviously, I feel like I'm becoming friends with the people at this uni. I've only really met them like a handful of times, but because I'm still kind of new to it, I feel like I can't, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not as relaxed as I would be. And I wasn't very well last weekend. I felt so ill. So I wasn't really drinking, which I think doesn't help in a club.
No.
So I shouldn't really blame the situation. It's kind of like no one's fault, but I just wasn't feeling my best. So I guess that kind of
that's fair enough.
Affects things. So I kind of wanted to make sure, because afterwards, I think the other half was a bit worried that I was, like, in a foul mood. And I was like, it's not anyone's fault. I'm just not feeling well. And, like, I'm in a scenario that I don't really, like, wouldn't put the top of my list. So it's no one's fault. Yeah. And I had a great time anyway.
Yeah.
Don't be ill on Halloween, guys. It's not a vibe.
Time is not good.
And also, I'm trying to do, after I've spent the last 10 minutes complaining to you listeners, I've been told recently that I complain a lot. Like, I'm quite a complainy person.
Someone said this to you at work, didn't they? And I was like, does he?
Yeah. Like, I like to think I'm quite upbeat and I'll try and see the funny side of things.
You're a complainy person. But someone that she said at work the other day and was like, oh, if anyone's going to have a problem with it, it's Oscar. And I was like, why?
Oh, I know. I remember who it is now.
You know what it was as well? You came into work and you were like, oh, I'm in the worst mood or something like that. And someone was like, oh, I'm exchange. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was because
someone stopped me at the ticket. We talked about this story in the podcast.
No.
About the ticket barriers.
No.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I've had a few people, listeners, let me know if you think I'm complaining. Let us know in the comment section on Spotify or DM us, along with any questions that you might have for us, of course.
Yes.
We welcome questions all the time. We want you guys to be interacting with the episode. But I'm going to try and be more upbeat. But I always liked to thought, but I like to keep things, you know, fun and fresh.
I wouldn't say you're complaining. Maybe I'm a complainer, so I don't notice, but...
Yeah. I don't know who's letting me have fun, but I feel like I'm having a lot of fun recently.
Yeah.
So whoever's doing that, whoa, take a jail bill. But I will try my best, guys, to be a bit more positive. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution.
I think maybe me and you
complain about everything.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm not much of a moaner, but I probably am. Like, life can just be a bit unfair sometimes, but that's, it could be a lot worse. So,
It could definitely be a lot worse. I don't take things for granted.
If I ever moan about something, I have so much guilt. I have a lot of guilt anyway, but that's like something, but I am trying to work on that.
I hate complaining about things that involve other people because I don't want to make them like upset or make them seem that I'm complaining about their situation. It's not never that. Like, I'm very aware that if something isn't fun for me, that's on me. It's not on anyone else.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can always make things fun. So there you go, listeners. We'll try and keep things upbeat. But if you guys don't fucking like and subscribe and rate the show 5 stars.
Bunch of losers.
Yeah.
You'll suck.
So just please share the episodes and the show with your friends and family. Oh yeah, so this event that happened, I was coming to work in London, please don't stalk me. Bought my ticket. No, actually, sorry, went to go buy my ticket, and ticket machine wasn't working on my phone, like the app that I use. So I was like, all right, I know there's an excess fares ticket booth at London Marylebone. On the right-hand side, you can go buy tickets if you can't get a ticket at your station. I was like, great. I've done it before. I'll go there. I go along, buy my ticket, and I'm like, I'll have an adult return from the place I live. I could have lied. I could have picked a closer spot, and they would have had no idea. But I thought, no, I'll be truthful. I paid like 40-something quid for my ticket. I wanted to cry. And then I'm like...
Is it normally that much?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
well, usually in total, if I buy in advance and like with my rail card, I in total, including the tube, I pay like 38 quid a day or something.
That is gross,
isn't it? But I didn't have my rail card on, like, because it was on my app and the app wasn't working, so I couldn't show my rail card, so I had to pay full price, which is a pain. So I thought, right, you know what, breathe, payday's coming up, we'll be okay. All right, go to the ticket thing, try and put my ticket through. Excuse me. Can I check your ticket, please? I'm like, yeah, of course, mate. Of course you can check my ticket. I know that it's perfect. Show him the old ticket. And he goes, you got any proof that you live here? And I thought, well, I do. But I thought in my head, I could technically say no and just try and wind him up. I thought, no, you know what? I'll just show him. Show him my ID. So he snatches my ID off me. Ron just takes it kindly. He snatches it off me. And I'm like, all right, clearly you've been waiting to do this to someone all day.
Yeah.
And then he goes, why didn't you have a ticket? And I was like, app wasn't working. I got on the train, didn't know, thought it was too late for me to go to like the person at the desk. So yeah. I thought, I know there's a barrier here that you can buy tickets from. I went and did that. And he showed me this poster and he went, read the poster. And I went, excuse me. And he went, read the poster. And I was like, right, bloody hell. It felt like I was back in school. And it said, like, people that are caught traveling without a ticket can be fined £100. And he was like, and you were traveling without a ticket. And I was like, yeah. I just bought one from the place that I came from.
Yeah.
So I paid the full price and everything. And he was like, I could fine you £100 on the spot now. And I was so tempted to just like have a go at him. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? These people are so far up their own ass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to challenge it. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, but like I've done what I can. And there were other people in the queue doing the exact same thing because the app wasn't working. And he wasn't picking on any of them. He picked on the guy that looks like a kid, basically. And I just ruined my... So that's why my morning was ruined. And I was just in a foul mood then.
Oh, you did have a bad morning that day.
Oh, and then just other things going off. That day, I would have bitten anyone's head off. Yeah, it was just one of those things.
It was not a good day for you.
And then like a day or two later, I went to go see Five Nights at Freddy's on the Monday. Mm-hmm. And I got ID'd and it's a 15.
Yeah, that's quite embarrassing.
Which I think is a joke. I was like, I know I look young. I've got a baby face, but 15?
You're going to be grateful for that soon.
Yeah, that's what I said to the guy. I was like, look, I'm going to take it as a compliment for now.
Yeah, you have to.
But I was like, come on, man. I'm obviously not 15. I had car keys in my hand.
Yeah.
But then then my mate was saying to me, he was like, it kind of makes it look like you've been trying to make it seem like you're older.
Yeah.
So I get it. But I was like, there's conflict in the world. You don't need to ID someone to go see a 15, do you?
Well, I speaking of getting unreasonable fines, I paid for parking at my mum outside my flat the other day and I accidentally put her number plate in wrong. Instead of putting something, the last number, I put a V instead of an N. They gave her a ticket for not paying for parking. So she went back and said, oh, like, I have paid for parking. Here's the proof.
Yeah.
And they went, she said, my daughter did my ticket and she actually put my number plate wrong and they didn't take it back. They're making her pay the fine.
Oh, mate, that's such a joke.
I know, my dad's
need to lighten up.
It's not okay. Like, I'm not having that.
Like these companies, the people that work for them, they don't get extra money if you get fined or whatever.
The amount of traffic wardens that linger around outside our flat is crazy. The other day, there was like a group, no word of a lie, our parking garage is here. There's a group of five of them just sitting there. I was like, oh my God.
It's so
scary.
I get that, like, if someone's done something stupidly wrong, fine them. Okay. Otherwise, but everyone's going to just.
She's paid for a parking ticket. Like, no one's got hurt. No one's lost any money. She's actually paid for it and you're still going to give her a ticket. It's actually so dumb.
Yeah, that's the thing with like my train ticket. I was like, I paid the full price for it.
Exactly.
It's not like I've bunked the train.
Yeah.
Why stop me? Come on, man.
Oh, guys, just lighten up, all right? If any of you lot do that job, just give us a break.
I love that
hard
we spent
times.
5 minutes saying that we're not complaining people and then went back to complaining
Bitching,
pretty much
yeah.
instantly. But look, we're going to lighten the mood,
places.
People. So that was a quick wrap-up of Halloween. We haven't done a catch-up episode in a while, but we're trying to make these more segmented. And maybe I'll add a little bit at the start just to you know, let you guys know what's going to go on in this episode. A little jingle or something like that. We need a jingle. But we're going to play some games. We're going to play some TikTok games. So we're going to hit the first one.
Okay.
We're definitely not playing a game anything like Family Feud. So if you think this game is like Family Feud, you're wrong. This is Backstage Bonanza. Just came up of that off the top of the dome. Backstage Bonanza. And I'm going to ask Anya 5 questions in a row. And she has to give an answer to each of them. And I'm going to tally up the total of what her answer is. So there's like 100 people and they've answered. And say I say, Anya, name a fruit. She said apple. And 70 people said apple. She gets 70 points. And I'm going to add up all 5 of her scores. And she's going to ask me 5 questions. And we'll see who the winner is. And maybe we'll do round 2 if it goes quickly.
Ooh.
But if you were to liken it to a game, I'd liken it to something like Feud Family. I don't know what the game's called, but it's something like that. Anyway, Anya.
Yes.
Question number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to answer. One answer.
Yeah.
Name qualities of a bad boss.
Micromanagement.
Interesting. I'm not going to tell you, by the way, whether you've got anything right or wrong.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, I will come back and let you know.
Okay.
Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do.
Chicken.
Interesting. Name another word people say for rear end.
Ass.
How are you spelling that?
Well, I'm going to spell it ASS for the sake of this version.
Okay, interesting.
I bet that's wrong right now. The way you said that makes me feel like it's wrong.
How many have I asked you? 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 4.
Yeah.
Other than feet, name something that runs.
Hilarious. Noses.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interesting answer, Anya. And finally, question number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Name a word that rhymes with election. I'd like to repeat, election, not erection.
Protection.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like me to give you your total and then you ask me the questions?
Yes.
Should we go through your answers first? Okay. Name qualities of a bad boss. You said micromanager. That scored you 29 points.
Oh, well, excellent. Done, yeah? Was that top answer?
It was top answer.
Really? I thought it was quite niche. Don't know why.
Name a food dogs love just as much as chicken. You didn't hear that. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. You said chicken. That was answer number 2. You got yourself 14
nice.
Points. Well done, Anya. Well done.
What was number 1?
Steak, 48.
I was going to say meat, and I thought, no, it's too broad.
Okay. Name another word people say for rear end. You said arse, spelt A-double-S. That would be incorrect.
No, that's
I'm
not fair.
I'm giving you 0 points.
No, if it's A-R-S-E, that's still the same.
No, that's arse. That's the British arse.
No, I said arse, to be fair.
Well,
I didn't say
you
ass.
You spelt it ass. So
no, come on. That is unfair.
Shove that up your ass.
No, that is not fair.
Tough luck.
No, that's not... So how high up was arse?
Arse was number 2. You would have got 18.
No, sorry. That is so unfair.
But you got 0 because you said ass.
Oh,
what an idiot.
All
that's
right,
so
that's
embarrassing
gonna,
for
if
you.
If that's how we're going to play it, that's fine. I'll remember that for your round. That's fine.
No. No, no, no. There's two different games.
No.
It resets when I play.
No.
Question number 4. Other than feet, name something that runs. You said nose. Oh, no, that got you 8 points.
What was that? Not number 1?
Number 1 was water or toilet. Apparently they were the same. 37, that would have got you. And finally, name something that rhymes with election. You said protection. That got you 5 points, Anya. Well done, well done, well done.
Oh, what was number one?
Selection, 32. Anya, you got yourself round one, 56 points.
Woo. Okay.
I'm very impressed. Well done.
It's your turn now.
Okay.
Okay. Name some that you can stuff just as full as you can get it.
Turkey?
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I wanted to say something way more rude.
No, that's fine. Question number two. If a man speaks seven languages, which one would he use when he wants to sound sexy?
Italian.
Okay. Interesting.
If a man spoke Italian to me, whew.
Name a good musical instrument for someone who is full of hot air.
Trumpet.
Okay. Question number four. Give me a word that rhymes with hustle.
Bustle.
Okay.
Do you want me to spell that?
No, asshole. Okay.
That doesn't rhyme with hustle.
Last one.
Yep.
You know a guy is really into you if he kisses your what?
Ear.
Okay. Okay, cool. Should we go through your points?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, name something you can stuff just as full as you can get it. You said turkey, which got you 39 points and was the top answer.
Come on.
So well done. Then you said, if a man speaks seven languages, which one would he use to sound the most sexy? You got answer number two, which was Italian, which got you 23 points. But if you wanted the top answer, it would have been French, which was 60 points. And
sorry, what was do you want me to add these totals up?
I've done it already, mate.
Oh, she's on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you said English, that was the third answer. If that
English?
Makes you feel
English is not sexy.
English
There's nothing.
Slash Cockney. It is to a lot of people.
Yeah,
Taylor
delusional.
Swift wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah, but she's American. They're delulu.
No, she's amazing.
Shout out to my American listeners.
Name a good musical instrument for someone who is full of hot air. You said trumpet, which was the second answer and would have got you 17 points.
I'll take that. What's the top?
Tuba.
Tuba?
56 points.
Who the bloody hell picks tuba?
And then give me a word that rhymes with hustle. You said bustle, which was the top answer, which got you 73 points.
Come on, son.
Crazy. And then you said,
one answer, I beat you.
If you know a guy is really into you, he kisses your what? And you said ear, which did get you 7 points, but that was the bottom answer. And I do think that was quite rogue.
Well, I wanted to say other things, but I thought we're obviously a very PG
lips.
Podcast. I thought,
lips,
yeah.
Forehead was the top one, and that was 30 points.
I should have. My first answer was bum in my head. But I thought, you can't really go around and just kiss people's bums. You sort of get arrested these days.
I just wouldn't,
And I was thinking, what's less, more intimate, but less weird? Like,
yeah,
to the
bum's
general public.
Not on there. Thank God.
What were the other options?
So it was forehead,
nose,
slash head, no, cheek, neck, lips, hand, ears.
Interesting. Well, I got, so what's my total?
Pains me to say it, but your total was 159 points.
Oh my God.
It's so unfair. I can't believe you deducted me points because I spelt arse. Even though I said
just
arse,
so you know, it would have only got you an extra 18 points. You would have been so far behind me.
Whatever.
Look, I reckon, because I'm feeling nice, let's do round two.
Okay.
And we can add our totals up.
Okay.
So you need minimum 103 to draw with me without me getting any extra points.
Okay.
Okay.
Challenge
ready?
Accepted. Yeah.
All right. Name something that you might do at night.
Sleep.
Interesting.
100 points.
Name hot things.
An oven. Crap, I should have said the sun.
Interesting.
Damn it.
Name gifts to surprise a person you know.
Name what?
Name gifts to surprise a person you know.
An engagement ring?
Oh, topical. She's trying to show off that she's engaged, guys.
Did anyone know that? I suppose that's quite a big surprise. I don't know. That's
Name quite... things you would post on social media.
My holiday?
Okay, okay, okay. Name an animal that starts with the letter E.
Elephant.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, nervous.
Are you ready?
There's must Name be some big ones there.
There might be. The question is, did you get them? Name something you might do at night. You said sleep. That got you 0 points.
What?
I know.
Yes.
Read a book, play on your phone, play a board game, play a video game, and meditate.
You did that on purpose.
Sleep got you 0 points.
Who needs not sleep at night? Did it? No, I'm sorry. You did that on purpose. This, you are rigging this game. There's no
I'm
way.
I'm not rigging it.
You picked that on purpose. That was a trick question.
Name hot things. You said oven. Got you 0 points. Fire, coffee, tea, stove, and fireplace.
Stove and oven, same thing.
No, stove is very
Same thing.
A stove is
cooking
where you.
Phone, same thing, but.
No, no,
but
yeah, stove.
Yeah, my coffee that's so much hotter than my oven.
It's still a hot thing, isn't
people?
It?
What's wrong with these people?
Clearly, you're the one that's uneducated.
Oh, this is terrible. This is so bad.
Name gifts to surprise a person you know.
I got
you said ring.
Yeah.
I said, you said engagement ring, and I thought, you know what? I'll let her have ring. Okay. Oh. So yeah. You got 0 points.
Such an arsehole.
New car, clothes, gift card, money, or jewellery?
Are you joking?
I'm not giving
jewelry,
you...
Jewellery, ring. You said you'd give me ring and that's jewellery.
Yeah, but it's not... That's It's too narrow. That's necklace, earring.
Formulator.
Get over it.
Later.
Name things you would post on social media. You said holiday, and I'll let you have vacation. 24 points. Okay, second best answer. You're welcome. I'm being nice. I thought I might not give it to her, but I have decided to. Okay.
So I've really
finally, lost. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. You said elephant. 85 points.
Nice.
So altogether, you got 85 plus 4 is 89 plus 20 is 109.
I'm winning.
You got 109.
Yes.
So you're winning by 6 points.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm going to make yours really hard. So.
Okay, here's round two for your favourite co-host. It's Oscar, everybody.
Match this, but easy. Name an animal that might like to watch the DVD Squirrels Gone Wild.
Squirrels.
Okay. Okay, interesting. Name the first thing Steve Harvey would remove if he were in a game of strip poker.
Mustache. Oh no. No.
You said it. You said it. It's dumb.
No.
No, it's dumb.
I think my mic cut out.
You said it. No, it didn't.
I said
question number three. Name a place you stop going to when you're broke.
The pub.
Was that number three? One, two,
mm-hmm. That was
three.
Number three.
Okay. Name something a mother might pick out for her adult son.
A t-shirt.
Okay. Number four, was that? Is that number four?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so number five. If they made a Judge Judy doll, name something it might come with.
A hammer. Like a... I don't know what those things are called. A gavel. A gavel. It's a gavel. It's a gavel.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely got at least 6 points. Come on, people.
Okay, right. From the start. Name something, name an animal that might like to watch DVD Squirrels Gone Wild. You said squirrel. which got you 21 points, which I think is quite alarming. I would have said dog, which was the top answer, but that's fine. Name's the first thing Steve Harvey would remove if he were in a game of strip poker. You said his moustache, again, very wild, but was still an answer and he got you 4 points. Name a place you stop going to when you're broke. You said pub, and that got you nil points. Top answer was restaurants, first two. Mm-hmm. There you go. Name something a mother might pick out for her adult son. You got nil points for t-shirts. Top answer was clothes, which got you.
Oh, that's the same thing.
It's not. It's so different. It's so different. And then finally, you got 64 points for gavel. So you did really, really well. Well done.
I smashed that out of the park. I beat you by 73 points. So
I still don't think. I don't think that was that great.
Guys, if you'd like us to play that game again so we can all laugh at Anya losing for a second time, let us know. Give us a DM. If there's any questions that you might want to ask for Anya to guess the answers to or anything like that, send them in. DM us. Answer below on the Spotify. There's a comment sort of section you guys can get included on. Anya, look, it's the taking part that counts.
It sucks.
Okay. It's the taking part that counts.
It really, really sucks.
But look, maybe you have more fun playing this game. We are going to do blind rankings next. Mm-hmm. Saw this on TikTok, of course, where I get most of my ideas. Most of my news these days, which is probably not great. We are going to name a topic for the other person and then give them five things included within that topic range. And they have to blind rank them out of five. So say I said fruit and I said to Anya, apple. She put it number one. And then I said banana. And she thinks, damn, I would have put that number one. So she'll put it number two. And then she'll kiwi. And she's like, oh, five. And we're just going to be intrigued to see what our final rankings are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anya, do you want to kickstart it for me?
No, I want you to go first.
Okay. I'm going to give you musical artists to rank.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the first one, Will Smith.
Five.
Interesting.
Should have been arrested.
So, Will Smith at five. Ariana Grande.
Three.
Interesting. Ariana Grande goes third. Third one, Ice Spice.
Oh, four.
Interesting. Four, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, for God's sake, two.
Okay. And number one, I think you're going to be fairly annoyed with this one that they're not at the bottom, Taylor Swift.
Ah, I was holding out for my gal, number one.
Ah, so you have ranked your top five artists in the world as Taylor Swift, MGK, Ariana Grande, Ice Spice, and Will Smith. To be fair, I have to admit, that's not an awful ranking.
No, I stand by it. The only one I wouldn't put there is Machine Gun Kelly, but I've never heard any of his songs. So that's...
Oh, I love Machine Gun Kelly. I have to say, I do enjoy his music.
He's nice to call Megan Fox, though.
That is. Are they still together? I don't know.
Yes, they are still together.
Okay, thank you for letting me know, Anya.
Three hiatuses, but they are back on track.
Love to hear it. All right, I'm gonna rank five things. This is a little fun game. I'm gonna rank five things.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you actors, but not just any actors. They're actors that are in the top 10 films, top 20 films, universally rated. Yeah. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Tom Hanks.
Oh. I'm a big Tom Hanks fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Tom Hanks second.
Okay. Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. I like Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I like Leo a lot.
As much as Tom.
Oh, I do. But he's not number one spot for me. I'm going to put Leo third.
Okay. Brad Pitt.
You're naming very good ones, but I'm worried you're going to throw in a rogue name.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
But Brad Pitt is very good, but I'm going to put Brad Pitt fifth.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't upset too many people.
No, so you've got, okay, you've got two more left. Okay. Bruce Willis.
Oh, I love Bruce Willis. Things like Die Hard, Red.
Yeah.
He was in
Pulp Fiction.
Unbreakable and Glass. I'm going to
Yeah.
put Bruce Willis number one
Oh, okay, it's
and just hope
interesting.
that you don't break my heart with whoever this number four is.
Okay. Number four. I'm trying to think who I want to do. This is quite tricky. Okay.
Oh, she's the wait,
Okay.
you've not even picked it.
I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one, number five. Samuel L. Jackson.
I would have put Samuel Jackson second,
Okay.
but I can't. He's fourth. Samuel Jackson is also in Unbreakable, and I'm pretty sure he's in Glass. So there's in a lot of films with Bruce Willis. So I'm actually not too displeased
Not
with
too
that.
upset. I was going to say Christian Bale, but I didn't think that would hit you where it hurt.
No, I
That's
would have put
the
Christian
two I was
Bale
trying
about third,
to decide.
probably.
That's the two I was trying to decide from.
I maybe would have switched Tom Hanks and Brad Pitt, would probably be how I'd change that.
Really?
I know Samuel Jackson maybe needs to be higher. I'd switch Tom Hanks and Samuel Jackson. So Bruce Willis,
Okay.
number one.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, then Brad Pitt. That's
Tom
what I
Hanks
would have
quite
had.
low.
Yeah, but.
Oh, he's
But Samuel
so cute.
Jackson's, I mean, he's in Star Wars. He plays Mace Windu. Come on.
Yeah.
Mace Windu is the coolest character.
Yeah.
The coolest character. We're going to do one final game before we wrap up the episode. A game that Arnie doesn't know anything about.
No, I have no
And
idea what's happening.
I'm going to trial it for this week. It either makes it into the episode or it doesn't. And if it
Well.
works, we'll add it to the end of another episode where Arnie will do the reverse for me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say or think of something in my head.
Oh God.
Anything in the world,
Okay.
and you're going to say a word or anything in the world, and I'm going to give it a ranking out of 1 to 100 of how close it is into my thing.
Can't we do
For
1 to 20?
example,
1 to 100?
no, it trust me, it's important that
Okay,
it's 100, okay? So, say I was thinking of pirates, and you said
Ship.
boat, yeah, or ship, oh my God, I
Weird.
would say like 95,
Okay.
like 98, okay?
Okay. Okay.
But if you said cheese, I'd say like 30, because they probably ate cheese, maybe. I don't know, but it's not really relevant to a
Okay.
pirate. Do you
Okay.
understand?
Yeah.
So I'm going
So
to
how
think of
many
something in
goes
my
do I get?
head until you get it, basically.
Gee, we're gonna be here for hours.
Well, it's meant to be quite quick. Okay. I'm going to think of something in my head.
Okay.
I'm going to think of. I'm trying to think of something that's relevant, that's funny, that's enjoyable. I'm going to think of, okay, I've got it. I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it. This could be
Okay.
anything in the world, person, thing, fruit, whatever.
Jesus Christ. Phone.
Forty.
This is really quite hard. Social media.
70.
Oh, okay. Followers.
75.
Okay. Likes.
75.
Instagram.
75.
Oh right, okay. We're not moving on. Okay. I really don't know. This is really hard. So phone is low, but social media is high.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. So I should know this. Okay.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yes.
Podcasting.
Joe Rogan.
15.
Backstage podcast. Me.
70.
Me.
60.
You.
70.
Jamie Lang.
Yes, 100. Yes.
Okay, I have some comments. First of all, I did a job with Jamie Lang the other day, so
I didn't
my
know
job
that.
would have
I
been
didn't know
high.
that. I didn't, sorry.
Jamie Lang is very big and popular on his phone. I think that should have been higher.
But it's not because of his phone. It's because of his podcast and his, he's on, he was on TV. It's not, he doesn't come from his phone. Hey, any other disputes?
I think I'll think of more, but I would like to stay silent for now.
Okay, that's probably for the best. This podcast always runs better when it's me talking. Okay, if I can edit that, okay, that'll stay in. So listeners, this is the end of the section. You either heard it or you didn't hear it, depending on whether I can edit
God
it to make
help
it right.
You if you heard that. It was painful.
But tell you what, I'll include the whole section on TikTok. So if it's not included in the episode, or parts of it are included in the episode, and you want to hear the full thing, go check it out on TikTok, which is linked below, so make sure you go follow that. Anya, anything else to add? We've played a few games. We've had a good catch-up. It's probably about 40 minutes or so this episode.
No, I'm not speaking to you anymore.
All right, I'm just going to spend the week improving her brain capacity. And if you guys have suggestions on what things we can do in an episode coming up, let us know. It is November. We are going to plan out a couple guests maybe for the rest of the year, hopefully.
Yes. We're
going to have some games episodes. We might do conspiracies part two. And then, of course, it does get towards the festive period, which we don't like to mention before December. But there's I have some good fun plans planned for our big special at the end of the year. And who knows, maybe next year might be season two or something like that. Who knows? So just keep an eye out for things, people. Send in your ideas. Send in your questions. I mean, seriously, send them in. It really helps. And we want to be involved with you guys.
Yeah.
Via Instagram, via Spotify, email us, TikTok us, whatever. And my lovely people, have a great week. Have an even better weekend.
Oh, that's good. No,
thank you.
That's good.
And thank you.
Stick to
that. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Have a beautiful week, everybody. Love you all.
Bye, everyone.